much came from Western Europe. It counts as a rare bright light for corporate Turkey. Its Beko brand of kitchen and other appliances is among the most popular in Britain, as shoppers switched to lowish-priced goods after the financial crisis. The firm aims to be among the top three in every European market, as it expands in the face of bigger rivals, notably Electrolux of Sweden and Germany's BSH. Size is important. Industry consolidation leaves smallish firms at risk of being swallowed, though Arçelik looks secure because it is mostly owned by Koç Holding, one of two hefty family-run conglomerates in Turkey. What is more, firms' success depends on their devoting resources to research, such as for finding uses once appliances are digitally connected via the Internet of Things. Arçelik brags of securing lots of patents. It touts an oven that chills food by day before cooking it in the evening. Another innovation is a fridge that tests gases released by food such as meat when it is going off. A bigger growth spurt, however, depends on the firm breaking into Asia's fast-growing markets. That means competing with global giants, notably Haier Group of China. Arçelik is trying. It has a factory and sells in China. Last year it bought a Pakistani producer of white goods for $243 million and opened a fridge factory in Thailand. Last month, Mr. Bulgulu trumpeted a $100 million joint venture with Tata, one of India's largest companies, to make and sell fridges under a local brand, Voltas. It will import other goods from Turkey. He talks optimistically of annual sales in India reaching $1 billion within a decade. Doing business in such spots can be tough, but with experience in Iraq and Syria, Arçelik clearly expects all to come out in the wash.